I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com. A woman from Carroll County was injured when her van left the road and struck a culvert Friday afternoon in Audubon County. The Iowa State Patrol says 72-year-old Ruth Odie of Manning was transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan by Elkhorn Rescue following the crash, which happened at around 2:15 p.m. Friday. The woman was wearing her seatbelt. Odie was driving a 2012 Chrysler Town & Country van north on Highway 173, about 1.5 miles south of Kimbleton, when the van entered the east ditch before hitting a culvert and coming to rest facing north against the culvert. A single-vehicle rollover accident Friday night on the Iowa-Missouri state line in Fremont County has claimed the life of a Hamburg man. The Iowa State Patrol says 48-year-old James Dean Odell died at the scene after being ejected from the 2004 Explorer he was driving as it rolled numerous times after entering a ditch and striking a utility pole. The man was not wearing a seatbelt. A passenger in the SUV, 18-year-old Wyatt Bartles of Hamburg, was injured and transported by Hamburg Rescue to the local hospital. Bartles was properly restrained in his seat at the time of the crash, which occurred around 8:45 p.m. on 330th Avenue, about 1/4 mile north of 322nd Street. Council Bluffs Police Department officials have released additional details about a fatal accident that occurred early Friday morning. Police had responded to the scene of the crash in the 200 block of the Veterans Memorial Highway, about 1/4 mile west of the Metro Drive intersection, at around 1:20 a.m. Friday. Officials say a Chevy Astro van driven by 31-year-old Gilberto Velasquez Ramirez of Nashville, Tennessee, was traveling east in the westbound lanes of traffic when it collided with the driver's side of a westbound Chevy Cavalier driven by 18-year-old Brendan Knisley of Council Bluffs. Officials say Knisley tried to avoid a head-on collision by swerving to the right. A passenger in Knisley's vehicle, 17-year-old Grisson Mountain of Council Bluffs, was taken from the scene to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Moten was a student at the Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs. Knisley and two other people in the van, 17-year-old Philip Moffitt and 16-year-old Jesselyn Eisman, both of Council Bluffs, were injured in the crash and transported to the hospital, with Knisley and Moffitt suffering what were described as serious injuries. Eisman was treated for her injuries and released. Tests administered to Ramirez indicated his blood alcohol level was 0.178, or more than twice the legal limit. Ramirez faces a charge of homicide by motor vehicle, 2 counts of serious injury by motor vehicle, and OWI. He was also cited for failure to hold a driver's license and having no proof of insurance. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail Friday on $65,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday that 5 people were arrested over the course of the past week. The APD said 18-year-old Cray Lucard and 19-year-old Tyler Hovey, both of Atlantic, were arrested Friday for being minors in possession of alcohol. On Thursday, 39-year-old Donna Piper of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. 61-year-old Deborah Thomas of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday on a charge of harassment. And 26-year-old Stephanie Davidson of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a forgery charge associated with credit cards. All of the suspects were booked into the Cass County Jail. An Iowa man suspected of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl has been arrested in eastern Nebraska after a brief standoff with police. Bellevue, Nebraska police say they received a call at around 9:30 a.m. Friday. The caller reported that 25-year-old Diego Campos of West Des Moines had sexually assaulted a girl at a Bellevue, Nebraska house. Police say Campos fled the home with a knife and the search for him began. Officials found the man just before 2 p.m. Friday hiding in a drainage culvert near a wooded area. Campos initially refused to come out but surrendered less than an hour later. He was taken to a hospital for a cut and later arrested. A woman from North Carolina was arrested Thursday evening in western Iowa following a high-speed chase on westbound Interstate 80 that lasted for about 15 minutes. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Tom Clark told KJAN News, "The pursuit began near Van Meter at around 7:39 p.m. and ended near Stewart at around 7:53 p.m. when 39-year-old Shetwan Bobo's car was boxed in by patrol vehicles.
She was a high-speed violation. She went by me at 95 miles an hour and then continued that speed during the entire incident until she finally got boxed in by a couple Dallas County deputies arrived to assist me as we were going west from the Stewart interchange and got ahead of her and beside her and basically forced her to stop. She didn't hit our vehicle or anything, but nearly rear-ended the sergeant with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office as he was trying to force her to stop finally. It was just, it had gone too long at that point. It was time to do something. It was kind of heavy traffic, you know, holiday traffic.
And he said the woman was passing cars in both the left and right lanes and making wild movements with her arms inside her vehicle. Trooper Clark says once they got her stopped, Bobo remained uncooperative.
Not knowing what we had at that point, we approached her gunpoint and we were giving her commands to put it in park and shut it off and get out of the car. She refused and had the doors locked, and she was holding a Bible up in the driver's window, giving us, doesn't want her ID or driver's license. And she finally did unlock the door, and I opened it and got in there and put it in park and took the keys out and got her out of the car. But she refused to speak to us after that.
Clark says earlier in the day, the Muscatine County Sheriff's Office had a run-in with a woman who he said apparently is afflicted by a mental illness.
She apparently left her vehicle abandoned at a hog consignment. That was suspicious, and she began walking through the cornfields, and then she ended up at a residence nearby, sitting on the people's porch, demanding food and water and talking about religion, I guess. So, she's got obvious mental problems, but she should not be driving on the roadway.
The woman, who is from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, was transported to the Dallas County Jail, where she was charged with eluding and speeding 95 in a 70 zone. Clark says she continued to be uncooperative with authorities after being booked into the jail. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of a Western Iowa man convicted of attempted murder in the shooting of a former girlfriend. Craig Finney of Macedonia pleaded guilty to attempted murder and told the judge in his trial that he shot Patty Harker in June of 2011 and said he took the plea because he's guilty. Finney was sentenced to 25 years in prison. He appealed, saying the judge didn't ask enough questions at his plea hearing to establish a factual basis that he committed the crime. The high court found the judge must inquire enough to provide a factual basis, but in Finney's case, there is adequate evidence in the record to support the plea. The decision reversed the Iowa Court of Appeals, which had thrown out Finney's conviction. The Adair County Memorial Hospital's executive officers and board of trustees have announced several renovations to the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield, with the goal of maintaining high-quality services to the Adair County region. Several renovations are planned, including outpatient areas, operating rooms, the specialty clinic department, and registration. Several architectural firms have been meeting with the hospital's board and executive officers, exploring the best options for the renovations. The Adair County Health System is planning regular updates to the community as they progress through the renovations. The hospital's board and executive directors selected ACI Boland and Graham Construction as the architect and construction manager and are working with them to develop the final plans for the renovations. The project planning and design stage will go through the fall, and construction is expected to begin in the spring of 2014. Adair County Health Systems will provide regular updates to the community as they progress through the project. And that is a check of the area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.